Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dan Gladden. Batting second. The second baseman, Al Newman. Batting third. The right fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting fifth. The catcher, Brian Harper. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gene Larkin. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Shane Mack. Batting eighth. The DH, Carmelo Castillo. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Kevin Tapani. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie McGee. Batting second. The left fielder, Doug Jennings. Batting third. The right fielder, Jose Canseco. Batting fourth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting seventh. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Walt Weiss. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Willie Randolph. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Kurt Young. And now, play ball. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Young fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Gaetti hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug Jennings is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Jennings hits a fly ball into center field. Mack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Canseco hits a fly ball into center field. Mack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Harper hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jennings. Harper reaches second base with a double. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Larkin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McGuire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Harper moves to third. One out. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harper scores. It's 1-0, Twins. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gagne hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Castillo moves to second. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Gladden is 0-for-1 in the game. Gladden hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Castillo scores. Gagne moves to third. It's 2-0, Twins. Al Newman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Newman is 0-for-1 in the game. Newman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gagne scores. Gladden moves to second. It's 3-0, Twins. Kirby Puckett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Puckett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Puckett takes first base on ball 4. Gladden moves to third. Newman moves to second. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Gaetti is 0-for-1 in the game. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gladden scores. Newman moves to third. Puckett moves to second. It's 4-0, Twins. Steve Chytrin now pitching. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Harper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Harper hits a fly ball into left field. Jennings settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark McGuire batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. McGuire takes first base on ball 4. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards first. Larkin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Steinbach for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Larkin is 0-for-1 in the game. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Larkin for the out. One out. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. Mack strikes out. Two outs. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Castillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Weiss hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Randolph hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of 0-1. McGee is 0-for-1 in the game. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Gagne batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Gagne is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gagne hits a fly ball into left field. Jennings settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Gladden is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gladden strikes out. Two outs. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Newman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Newman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kirby Puckett, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Puckett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Puckett hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Doug Jennings, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Jennings is 0-for-1 in the game. Jennings takes first base on ball 4. Jose Canseco, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Canseco is 0-for-1 in the game. Canseco hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Twins. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines strikes out. 1 out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lansford is 0-for-1 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tapani fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. McGuire is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McGuire hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-1 in the game. Steinbach hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Twins, 4, Athletics, 4. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Weiss is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiss hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 4. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gaetti is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gaetti hits a fly ball into left field. Jennings settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Harper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Larkin is 0-for-2 in the game. Larkin hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Roy Smith now pitching. Willie Randolph, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Randolph is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Randolph hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. McGee is 0-for-2 in the game. McGee hits a fly ball into center field. Mac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Randolph moves to second. 1 out. Doug Jennings is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Jennings is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jennings hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Newman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Randolph moves to third. 2 outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Canseco takes first base on ball 4. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. Baines hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Harper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 4. The Twins will come to bat. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mack is 0 for 2 in the game. Mack hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Castillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Castillo strikes out. 2 outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Gagne is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gagne strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 2 in the game. Lansford hits a fly ball into right field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. McGuire is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. McGuire hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Steinbach is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 4. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Gladden is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gladden strikes out. 1 out. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Newman is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Newman hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Puckett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Weiss is 0 for 2 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Newman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Randolph bunts towards first. Larkin scoops it up and throws to first, with Newman covering, for the out. Weiss moves to second. One out. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McGee is 0 for 3 in the game. McGee hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Weiss moves to third. Doug Jennings is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jennings is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Jennings hits a line drive towards right. Puckett catches it and throws to first to double up McGee. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 4. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Harper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Harper hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Larkin is 0-3 in the game. Larkin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Canseco is 1-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Canseco hits a fly ball into right field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Baines is 0-3 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Darren Lewis pinch runs for Harold Baines. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Lansford is 0-3 in the game. Lansford hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Juan Berenguer now pitching. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1-2. McGuire is 2-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. McGuire hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 4. The Twins will come to bat. Rick Honeycutt now pitching. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Mack is 0-3 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Castillo is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Castillo strikes out. Two outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Gagne is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Steinbach is 1-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Steinbach hits a fly ball into right field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Weiss is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Weiss takes first base on ball 4. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Randolph is 2-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Randolph hits a fly ball into center field. Mack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of 1-0. There goes Weiss. The throw from Harper and he is out, Gagne applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 4. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Gladden is 1-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of 1-0. There goes Gladden. The throw from Steinbach and he is out, Weiss applying the tag. One out. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Newman is 2-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Newman strikes out. 2 outs. Dennis Eckersley now pitching. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Puckett is 1-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Puckett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Willie McGhee is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McGhee is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. McGhee strikes out. 1 out. Doug Jennings is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jennings is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Jennings strikes out. 2 outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Canseco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 4. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Gaetti is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gaetti hits a pop-up towards short. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Harper is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Harper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kent Harbeck pinch hits for Gene Larkin. Nelson Liriano pinch runs for Brian Harper. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Harbeck takes first base on ball 4. Liriano moves to second. Randy Bush pinch hits for Shane Mack. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Harbeck. The throw from Steinbach and he is out, Weiss applying the tag. Liriano moves to third. 2 outs. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bush strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Junior Ortiz now catching. Kent Harbeck now playing first base. Randy Bush now playing right field. Kirby Puckett now playing center field. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hassey strikes out. 1 out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Lansford is 0 for 4 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. McGuire is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. McGuire hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gladden. McGuire reaches second base with a double. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Steinbach is walked intentionally. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Weiss is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Weiss hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McGuire scores. Steinbach moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 5, and Minnesota Twins, 4. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.